kinnah. That's where the semel of kinnah, like the place that people have kinnah, the malach of kinnah, that's where he was standing. Then you know, the people have kinnah, have jealousy one to the other. Now, Shom Moshav semel hakinnah hamakne. And he came in with me to the chotzer of the Beis Hashem Panimis. Pesach Heichal Hashem, and the opening of the Heichal Hashem, Bein Ulam of Beit HaMizbeach. He saw that in this place between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Ki Esrim V'Chomish Ish, there were 25 people standing there. He's mamish in the Heichal between the Ulam, right outside the Heichal. He's by the opening of the Heichal between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that there were 25 people standing there, and Achureyem El Heichal Hashem, their back were facing the Heichal. Upineyem Chedmer, Memela, their face was facing towards east, because the Mariv was where the Shekhinah was. So if their backs were towards Mariv, their face was towards the east. Feheimon Mishtachavim Chedmer, and they were bowing down to the east side, Lashamish. They were mamish bowing down to the sun. No, they were doing avoy the Zohar command. Mamish in the near the Heichal, in the Beis Hamikdash, these 25 people like Rishoyim, they were bowing down towards the sun. So the Gemara Mimashma Shenema, since the Pasuk says, O Pneyim Tegmo, that their face was facing towards the east side. So once I know they were facing towards the east side, Eini Yodeya Shachareyim Al Heichal Hashem, don't I know that their backs was towards the Marav, was towards the Heichal? Like if you're facing towards the east, so mainly your back is towards Marav, where the Heichal was. Why does the Pasuk have to say like a double Oshem? Their back was towards the Marav, and their face was towards the east. What do you got to say both ways for? What does the pasuk mean that their backs was towards the back of the Heichal? They mamish like were, or they uncovered themselves, they uncovered their backs, while reason, and they mamish like making their kalpe mata, mamish, they mamish were like letting the weight come out of the body, mamish in front of Hashem. That's what they were doing. Like mamish to oivir avay the zora, as if to like go kineged Hashem. Is Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told LeMichoyel, to the Malach Michoyel, Michoyel, Sircha Umosecha. Your Uma is your Am, Klai Yisrael, Sircha, they're doing Chatoim, they're bad to me. So, by says Michoyel, he's the Malach, he's the Malach of the Klai Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to complain to Michoyel, you should know, look what the Klai Yisrael is doing. The Mam is standing there in the Heichal Hashem, near the Heichal Hashem, and the Mam is doing such Misa Zachin, and they're Mishtach Vim Hashemish. Here's why the Kodesh Baruch Hu now wanted to come and be Chorav to Beis Hamikdash. Omar Lefonov, so Michoel, the Malach Michoel said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Riboyne Shaloylam, Dayo La Toivim Shemhem. True, some Rishoyim here, people are doing bad, but at Kol Ponim, you have a lot of Tzadikim. So because of the Tzadikim of Klai Yisrael, let them stay alive. Don't destroy Klai Yisrael now. It's Kedai to have Klai Yisrael because of the Toivim Shemhem, the Tzadikim. Is Omaloi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no, Ani Seref Oysom Uletoivim Shebehem. They're doing such bad chatoim that I'm going to burn them, Klai Yisrael, with the Toivim Shebehem. Both of them, I'm going to destroy both of them now. They're doing such big chatoim, Mamish in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azorah, that Mishtachvim LaShemesh, and they're doing such Misa Zachin, they destroyed it, they deserve to be clear. Be wiped out. Is miyad right away. Vayyomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo'ish, Elish, the pasuk is Elish, Vayyomer Elish, Levush Habadim, the Malach that was wearing the white clothing. So Rashi says, Levush Habadim, Tap Rashi, Hu Gavriel B'Sefer Daniel. That's the Malach Gavriel. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to talk to Gavriel. He is the Malach of Eish, always, Gavriel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted now the Malach of Eish, Gavriel, he should go and burn up Klai Yisrael. Is Vayoymer Elish, Levush Habadim, Vayoymer Boy El Beinus Lagalgol, go in between the wheel, the Galgol, El Tachat Lakruv, till underneath the Kruv, Umale Chofnecho Gachalayesh, and fill up your hands full of coals, of hot coals. That's what you should do. Mi Beinus Lakruvim, from in between the Kruvim, there's Ozroik Eloir, and throw it on the city. Throw it on the Yerushalayim. Wipe out, kill out the whole Yerushalayim. Burn off the whole Yerushalayim. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malach Gavriel to do. is Vayovoi Lieno Miyad. And he came, Vayovo Lieno Miyad, came in front of his eyes right away. So what does it say? What did Gavriel do? Vayishlacha Kruv Es Yodoi. So the Kruv now, because Daniel did not listen to Hashem really. It wasn't Gavriel himself that took the coals, but rather the Pasuk says, Vayishlacha Kruv Es Yodoi. The Kruvim, it itself, took out its hands like, and took a handful of coals. Mibenus lakruvim, Eloesh, Asher benus lakruvim, Vayiso, Vayiten al chofnei luvush abadim. And now, it the kruvim, it itself picked up these coals and put it into the hands of Gavriel. In other words, Gavriel himself did not take the hot coals, but rather the coals were cooled off a little bit, because it was touched by an in-between hand. As the kruvim itself had like hands, and stretched out the hands, and it took these coals and put the hot coals into the hands of Gavriel. But I call upon him, by doing this, the coals cooled off a little bit. Is vayikach v'yetzei. So now Gavriel took these coals and went outside, and he threw it on Yerushalayim. Is Omer Rabbi Chono bar Bizno, Omer Rabbi Shimon Chasida, il moloi lo nitzanenu gicholim miyodesh akruv liyodesh Gavriel. You should know, if this didn't take place, if it wasn't for the fact that the coals cooled off a little bit, from the fact that it was taken from the hands of the Kruv and given over to the hands of Gavriel, he said not really that Gavriel himself came and took the coals, so now it cooled off a little bit. If it wouldn't have been for this cooling off, is Lainishtaru Misanaim Shah Yisrael Sarva Poland. There wouldn't have been any Yid left over. If all the Jews would have been wiped out. In other words, really the Aish, the coals, are supposed to be so hot that those hot coals that they would have been thrown on top of Yerushalayim by the Churban Abayis, everybody would have been wiped out. Now, because of the Kruvim, that it took the coals, and Gavriel wasn't makpid to take the coals in his own hands, he took the coals out of the hands of the Kruv, so the coals cooled off a little bit, and about it wasn't that hot, so when it went down, it only made the Churban Abayis, but it didn't kill out the whole Klal Yisrael.
Jesus.
Uksir, the Pasuk says, Shehine Yo'ish, Lovu Shabadim, that this person Gavriel, that was wearing the white clothing, Asher HaKeses B'Mosnov, he had like the ink part, the ink desk, in his hands, B'Mosnov in his thighs, Meshiv Dover, he was bringing back the words, Lamer, he was telling like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Tzisi Kasher Tzivisoni, you should know I did the way you told me. So after Gavriel went and took these coals, and threw it down on Yerushalayim, he went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should know, I did the way you told me. Is Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that B'yoyse Shor, at that time, Hoitziu LeGavriel, they took, I'm not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Malachim there, took Gavriel, Me'achurei HaParagud, they took him out of the Pargud, out of the, like, behind the curtain, they took him out of the Machna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took him out of the curtain there, O'machyuhu, and they gave him Pech, Shisin Pulsa Denura, 60 fires, lightning of fire. That's what hit him. He was hit with 60 lightnings of fire. She sent pulsi denura, like sparks of fire. That's how they gave him clip. Shashi pulsi denura, makola shalor. He got hits, whips of fire. That's what they gave the punishment back to Gavriel. Why did he get his punishment? Omrula, they told him, Eloi avdes loyabarata. If you didn't do anything, okay, you didn't do. Or the avarata, if you did do it, amarloy avarata, kipiktu decho. Why didn't you do it the way you were supposed to, the way I told you to? In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that he himself was supposed to take the coals himself and throw it on Yerushalayim, and he didn't do that. He let the Kruv give him the coals, and the course there was cooled off a little bit, so he didn't do exactly what Hashem told him. So since Gavriel did not do exactly what Hashem told him, this is the punishment he got. V'yoyd, another time to have on you, the Avarato, lest l'cho, even though you did it, whatever you did, don't you hold, don't you know, that the klal is, ain meshivin ala kukolo, you're not supposed to come back and tell something bad, you don't tell people about a klolo. Here also, you're not supposed to report back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you did it, since what you did is a klolo, you went like to make a churban, to burn, to throw fire down on your shlayim, so it's a klolo. So the klal is, you don't tell back reports, bad reports. So now the second time is something you did wrong. What did you have to report back to Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Rashi says, Kid Pukadecho, Sheteato Neutel the Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gabriel he himself should have taken the coals. Me Benus Lakruvim, in between the Kruvim. The Yato Mate Ala Kruv, Lesita Lecho, and you by Stoy says you, Gabriel, told the Kruv to give it to you. So it was a time upon Gabriel. It wasn't that the Kruv itself gave it to Gabriel. Gabriel told the Kruv, you hand me over the coals. So it was a time of why didn't you listen to Hashem? So that's why he got these 60 claps of fire. Fighter, so Gemara says now, what did they do? So they threw Gabriel out of the Pargud. He was taken away from out of the Mechitzas of Hashem. Is Asiuha Lidoviel Shora de Pasoi Vyukme Bechikoi. They took now this Tsar, this Malach, Doivio, which he's the head, the Tsar of Pasoim, but the Mazel of Pras is always the Doiv is a bear. So they took like this Malach of the bear, Vyukneo Bechikoi, and they put him now in the place of Gabriel. Vishimesh Esrim Vyechidjoim. For 21 days he was in charge. He was like now the Malach to give Peronius. Gavril, he's the Malach Eish. Then he got to give Peronius, that gives punishment. So now this Malach of Duvio, the Tsar, the head of Pras, took over. For 21 days he was in charge. Hainu Dechsib, that's what the Pasuk says. V'Tsar Malchus Pras, Oymed Lenegdi, Esrim V'Yechudjoim. Now for 21 days, the Tsar, the Malach of Pras, he was standing in front of me. V'Hinei Michoel, Echod Hasar Morishoinim. Now Michoel, he's the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, from the Malachim that were there at the beginning, Boli Azareni, he came to help me out. V'ani noisarti shom eitzo Malchi Pras. And I was standing near the Malchi Pras. Yeah. So Yovulei Esrim Echad Malcho uParvoso Dimashig. They gave over to him to rule over 21 Malachim, and that like kingdoms. And this place also, Parvoso Dimashig, another place. Rashi says, Nomul Shekarim Purt. They came over this port. The normal, the port where the ships come in, they gave him this also. Is Omar, so what did the Tsar do now to Duvio? When he was in charge, what did he do? He said, Ksivuli li Yisrael b'achargam. Like, I'm in charge now, so I want now even the Yidin should have to give me taxes. They should also have to pay taxes. They should have to pay to me the taxes. Is Kisvuli, they wrote it down like that. That now Christ doesn't have to pay taxes to this Malach. Ksivuli Rabbonin b'achargam. He wasn't satisfied just with the Klal Yisrael. He wanted even the Talmid Chachamim, they should also have to pay taxes. That's what he wanted from them. Is Kosvuli, the Idne de Boyer Lemichtam, so he said, write it down. Now at the time when they wanted to sign that degree, is Omad Gavriel, Meachuraya Pargud. Now Gavriel woke up from and back of the Pargud. He was taken out. He wasn't in charge anymore. He was behind the curtain. But now he came up, the Yorman, he said like this in front of Hashem. Shov lochem mashkime kum. Like it's in vain. These people that get up early and the yachra shevis, people go to sleep late. Oichle lechem huatzovim. They eat the bread that they don't work for. Kein yiten lididoi shena. Also they give lididoi, my close people, shena, asleep. What does that mean? Ma ken yiten lididoi shena. What does that mean we should give to the beloved people like sleep? Is Omer Reb Yitzchok. Eilo nishusayim shatim lichachomim. This is talking about the wives of Talmidei Chachamim. Sheminadadois Shina Boilo Mazer, that in this world, they stay up late, they wait for the husbands to come home, and they don't go to sleep so early. So they don't sleep so much in this world. Is Vezoichas Leilam Abo. And they'll be Zoichas Leilam Abo to sleep good in Leilam Abo. Is Somela Gavriel wanted, like, not to give taxes to the Talmidei Chachamim. It's always a klal. Talmidei Chachamim is always potter from paying taxes. And they didn't listen to him. This Duvio didn't listen to him. He is all my love for everybody. So now Gavriel went to complain straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Rashi. Rashi says, Akag, Rashi says, Shav lechem, Klema, Klum, Gwena Momus Lias, Chacham, Nusum, Right, it's all my love for Gavriel. All my love for now. So Gavriel now said, Rebunish Lolem, if all the Chachmu Maserlim, the Chachmas Naim, would be on one side of the scale, and Daniel Ish Chamudais, the Kashniya, and the Tzaddik Daniel would be on the other side of the scale, Lenimsa Machrias Kulam, wouldn't he weigh out everybody? So in other words, like a real now is complaining to Hashem, have Rachmanas on the Talmid Chachamim. Don't let this to Viel write to such a degree that even the Talmid Chachamim are going to have to give taxes. Is Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Mi Yuzeh, who is this person, this Malach Gavriel, She Malamed Chus Abonayim, that has been Malamed teaching Chus, good for Klal Yisrael. Is Amar Lufon of Ribbono Shel Olam, Amar Lufon of Ribbono Shel Olam Gavriel. They told him, Mishnah is Gavriel. Is Amar Lahem Yovi. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, bring Gavriel back in again. Shit Nema, this is the Pasuk now, Vani Basi Bidvarecha, that the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, it's because of your words that I spoke about you, that I was a Malach Mitzchus on Klal Yisrael, that they put me back into position. So now Gavriel came back in. That's from the first Pasuk we started out, Vani Basi Bidvarecha. I came into position now, Gavriel came back in again, because of the words that he spoke about Daniel. Rashi says, Basi Bidvarecha, Al Shadibati Bacha. That when I spoke about you, I was Malamed Chus, I spoke about you good. So maybe because of that, I was Zercha to come back. So that's what the Pasuk means, Vani Bosi B'Dvarecha. I came back because of you. Omal Hu Lail, so I told him, come in. Ayelua, he came in. Also, so when Gavriel came in front of the Paragon, in front of Hashem, like in front of the Mechitzis, is also Ashbi Chelo Daviel, the Nokod Lev Igre Tobiyodi. He saw now that the Malach Daniel, the Doviel, was holding that letter in his hand. In other words, the letter that he saw, that he had signed already, wanted to have signed, that even the Talmid Chachamim have to give taxes, is Boyo Lemirma Minei. So Gavriel wanted to grab it away from Doviel, like rip it up. Is Bola. So Doviel swallowed it up. He swallowed up the degree. So exactly what this means, we don't know. Malachim, what they swallowed up, but no, as I say. Ika the army, some say, Michta Vevik Siva. Doviel Taka has a degree written up. It was written up, the Ksav, that the Talmid Chachamim are going to have to give taxes. Of a Michtam Lehevi Chosmin, but it wasn't signed yet. And the army, some say no. Av Michtam Nami Evi Chosma. That degree was already signed also. Of a Kidabole Mochik Law Minei. But when Doviel swallowed up the Ksav, he erased the Chsima. Again, whatever that means. Mashma, when you have the Chsima, you can't go connected, you have to erase the Chsima. So the kids, when he swallowed it up, that's when the chsima was erased. Is haino de machusa de pras, iko de yoyev kargo, viko de lo yoyev kargo. It's because it was erased when he swallowed it up, that's why in malchay pras now, some people do have to give taxes, and some don't have to. In other words, the degree was not given out completely, because it was swallowed up and erased a little bit. Vaita van yoytsev hine sar yovin. I went out, and now he went up to the Tsar of Yovan, of Greek. So, my boy, oi, oi, for lekker the Ashkech Bey. He like screamed, oi, vei, and nobody listened to him. In other words, to say that when it comes to the Romans, they're going to rule over Klal Yisrael, then it's going to be gefährlich. When the Pasoyim ruled over Klal Yisrael, it wasn't so gefährlich, like we said. Gavriel was matzo them a little bit. But when it came to time when the Greeks took over, that was gefährlich. Then, boy, oi, oi, for lekker the Ashkech Bey. Even though he was crying, help, help, but nobody listened. Connected the Romans, we weren't saved. Right. So the Bible we have a Raya, the Shalom was, how do we know Rechitza is called an Inun? So we came out from the Pasuk of Daniel that it says, V'soich le'sachti, a double Oshin, he meant to say, not only didn't he rub himself, but he didn't wash himself. So that's how we know washing yourself is also called an Inui, that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, "Viboy Yisayim." I have another pshat now. Viboy Yisayim Rechitza Dikri Inui Minolon. How do I know that, like, not washing yourself is called giving yourself pain? Mehachon from another pasuk. Deyasim Uliav Yosar Hakoyin Omer Hamelech Onosoy Sleich El Sodecha. Like, go to your fields. Ki Yishma V'Satom. You're a dead person. Obaviyoy Mazel Loy Misecho. But right now, I don't want to kill you. Because that's what Shlomo Melech was telling him, that since when my father David was alive, you helped him carry the Yaron Hashem. And you also had pain, and all the pains my father had. So now you see what David Melech did is called Inui. Now, Chsid Beit David, what is the pasuk say about David? What type of an Inui did David do? Ki Amru on. The people said, Roev Oyev, I'm very hungry, Voyev, I'm very weak, I'm very tired, Vitsomei, and I'm very thirsty, Bamidbar, in the Midbar. Now, Rob, hungry means milechem. He did not eat bread. That's called one inui. Not eating bread, that's called inui. Fitzoma, he was thirsty. Mimayim, mashmi did not drink. That's another inui. Oyef, what does it mean? Oyef, he's like weak. He's like tired. Mimai, lav rechitza. Oyef means like you're oiskamatit. From what? Because he didn't wash himself. He didn't take a shower. So the more name, vidilma minilas asandal. Maybe it means oyef, he was weak like, because he wasn't wearing shoes. That's why. The maybe rechitza is not mashma. So you don't have a clear raya that not washing yourself is called an inui. Elom Rav Yitzchak Mihocha, from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Mayim Karim al Nefesh HaYefa, that cold water comes down on a Nefesh HaYefa. So you see, Nefesh HaYefa goes on without water. Like, cold water should come down upon a Nefesh HaYefa. So you see, without having Rechitza, it makes you a Yefa. So when David HaMelech said that, like, he had a Yefa there, he was Oyef, it means Pasha for not washing himself.
Tired, wing.
Shashi, mayim korim al nefesh ha-yefa, alma mechitza mikri yoyif. You become weak, tired from not washing yourself. V'leimim nilat ha-sandol. V'korim le-inu, dechsir v'chol ha-shir ha-sano, ovi. So that's the riot that not washing yourself is called an inu. For the more again, though, maybe here the dilma mishtiya, maybe it means from drinking. It's al nefesh ha-yefa. Mayim korim al nefesh ha-yefa. Yeah, that's from this pasuk. Masudilma mishtiya, maybe it means no from drinking. Maybe he was weak, he was tired because he didn't drink. And the Gemara mik siv did nefesh ha-yefa. So they say the water came into the nefesh, like from drinking water. Al nefesh ha-yefa siv. It went on top of the body. Mashma like he didn't take a shower. So you see, not washing yourself, that's called an imun. So that's how we know so far, sicha and rechita. For the Gemara unilas asanda minolan. The Mishnah says another inui, you're not allowed to wear shoes that has leather on Yom Kippur. How do we know that's called an inui? That's called putting pain to your body. The Yechsir of the Pasuk says by David, for David oile b'malo azesim, oile uvoichem, for rosh loi chofui, v'hoilech yochuf, that his head was like uncovered, and he was going also barefoot. Yochuf mimai, what does it mean it was uncovered? Lav menilas a sandal, he was going without shoes. And we had by David before that what he did was inui. What says no? V'dilma mesusia umetakya. Maybe means he was going barefoot, doesn't really mean without shoes. It means he had to walk without a horse and without a whip. He didn't have a metakya, he didn't have a whip with him. So that's called he was going like barefoot. But not really without shoes. Maybe he was wearing shoes, just meant for him to have to walk. That's called the big inui. Elo am Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Mihoch, from this pasuk. Pasuk in Shayoyu. Leicho fasachto asak. Meyal mosnecho. Unalecho tachlots miyal raglecho. He's going, take off. Ufasach to a sack, like open up the sack. Miyal mosnecho from your thighs. Unalecho tachlots miyal raglecho. And take off your shoes from your feet. Uxil, the pasuk says, Vayas kain, hoylech orum, vayochav yochav. He was going that way, orum, like not wearing anything. And he was going, vayochav, barefoot. So right, the pasuk mashma was going without shoes. It says like, take off your shoes and now you become Yochov. So Mashma Yochov means without shoes. What do you mean you're bare? Lav Manilas Asandla means you're bare foot without wearing shoes. So more no, V'yema b'miloyim ha-metuloyim. Maybe it means he was wearing shoes, but they had holes, patches in the shoes. That's what it meant. Nilo te'mochi, if you don't say like this, Orim, that's what it says, he went Orim, undressed. Orum mamish doesn't mean mamish not wearing any clothing. That can't be. Ela bivgodim b'luyim. He meant he went with torn clothing that had patches on it. Hizachinami b'meolim hamatuloyim. It means he went with shoes that has patches on it. But again, we have Mariah, he went barefoot. So you have Mariah, Yochav means without shoes. So how do we know going without shoes is called an inui? Elom Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, mehocha. Pasuk says, menor raglecha meyichov. Like hold your feet back from going barefoot, because don't go barefoot, ugranecho mitzimeya, and don't let your throat go thirsty, because don't hold water back from your throat, menoy atzmucho min achet, and hold yourself back from doing a chet, that means, kidei shloyovi raglecho l'dayichof, in order that your regal, your feet should not go barefoot. In other words, if you do chatoyim, you become poor, you won't have shoes. Shrashi b'seischo b'goyla. You'll have to go into golis. If you do chatoyim, you'll have to go into golis, and then you're not going to have shoes. Nanoi l'shoyncho midvor metelim. Keep watch your tongue from not talking dvor metelim, k'desh lo yovi groyncho l'day tzoma. That you don't have to come to thirst. That's the right here that Yochav means not wearing nilas hasan, not wearing shoes. So there we see by David Melech also meant Yochav, he went without shoes, and we know what David did is called an inui. So merely we know going without shoes is called inui, is called you're putting yourself into pain, and that's our drasha on Yom Kippur also. It's also to wear shoes that has leather on it. By the then Tashma Shamita, the Mishnah said not the fifth thing that sorcery is to have Tashma Shamita, to be with your wife. The Yved Gemara, the Ikri inui minolon. How do we know that, like, not having tashmish is called putting pain to your body? The Pasuk says, Im tanes benoistai, like Lavan told Yaakov, he made him swear, like, I don't want you to make inuit to pine to put pain to my daughters. V'yim tikach noshim, he told him two things. Im tanes benoistai, don't, like, put pain to my daughters, and don't marry other wives. V'yim tikach noshim, yeah. So what did Lavan mean to say?